Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world with biblical teachings that will change your lives forever. You'll gain godly wisdom, knowledge, discover your purpose in life, defeat the forces of evil. Wednesdays and Sundays at 10 p.m., please write it down. Remember, beloved, God the Father loves you as much as he loves his Son. As you learn the attributes of God and and get to know him more intimately, you will reap the blessings of his many promises and have your deepest needs met. Bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. We welcome you to fellowship with us for the next hour.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
Praise the Lord, praise God, praise the Lord, praise His holy name. Praise His holy name as we proclaim Jesus Christ through the world and honor the Great Commission. We want to thank the Almighty God that we can come in His presence right now in praise and worship and pray. And tonight, beloved, I want to encourage you, when a person becomes a Christian, they instantly become part of a constant warfare with Satan. It's not a warfare where guns, bullets, or bombs are used, but a spiritual warfare. It is a warfare where life does not end with physical death, but rather eternal death or eternal glory. In the United States Army, soldiers are given various weapons and trained how to effectively use them against the enemy. If they learn well and use the weapons the way that they were intended, each soldier has a very good chance of survival on the battlefield. In our spiritual warfare against the powers of darkness, God has given us, as soldiers of Jesus Christ, powerful weaponry and defense. The other side does not have, nor can they ever develop a defense strong enough to defend against our weapons, beloved. As Christians, Jesus Christ dwells within us, giving us power and knowledge in the usage of our weapon, as well as how to employ our defense tactics. As we use our weapons by praying, believing, and confessing the Word of God through the power and anointing of continual prayer, we destroy our enemy. His defense is broken down, and God gives us insurmountable victory over the devil and his works. So tonight, beloved, I would like to take this opportunity to encourage you to join me in prayer, scriptural prayer. And we want to thank God for this great privilege that He has given us. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I must remind you once again that the enemy does not have what we have, but we as Christians must use what we have. Bless the name of the Lord.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord? Glorify your name. Behold, thank you.
It's the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord. Behold the Lord. As we continue on this spiritual journey tonight, we will be singing songs of worship, songs of praise, and we'll be praying. Amen. So I'd like you to join me now as we continue in prayer. I am ready to perform my word. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Call on me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. You will make joy your prayer to him. He will hear you. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. There you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are speaking, I will hear. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey tonight with songs and praise and prayer.
Thank you.
Lord. Isaiah 55 verse 11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it." Bless the name of the Lord for his word. Let us pray for the government tonight. Heavenly Father, I give thanks for our government. I pray for all men and women having authority over us in any way. Pour out your spirit upon them and make your word known to them. Cause them to be men and women of integrity, obedient concerning us, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Let wisdom enter their hearts, and let knowledge be pleasant to them. Let discretion preserve them, and understanding keep them, to deliver them from the way of evil and from evil men. Make their hearts and ears attentive to godly counsel, doing what is right in your sight. Let the upright dwell in our government. Cause there to be a shaking in all area. Let those complete and blameless before you say, and cut off the wicked. Let the unfaithful be rooted out. Bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and expose the secret aims of the hearts. Let this nation remember from where they have fallen, repenting and returning to doing their first works, setting their hearts and their souls to seek the Lord, humbling themselves, praying, and turning from their wicked ways. Then hear them, O Lord, and forgive their sins and heal their land. Open their eyes, Almighty God, and turn them from darkness to light. Soften the hearts that are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Deliver them from their destruction. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have been long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Raise up a standard in this nation, O my God. Cause the rains of your Spirit to flood this land, and revive your work in the midst of us. Raise up intercessors for the nation, my God, to pull down strongholds over this land, and let the glory of the Lord be revealed. In Jesus' name we pray. As we continue on this journey, we will stand.
As long as there
Bless the name of the Lord, beloved. Bless the name of the Lord. We can live a stress-free life if we will only just pray. Prayer changes things. It doesn't matter what you're going through, what the circumstances are. God will never leave nor forsake you. Let us pray for the nation tonight. Let the nations be awakened, O my God. Let the earth hear the voice of the Lord. Judge the nation in your sight, Father, and put them to fear, that they might know themselves to be but men. Father, the old creation groans and labors to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Send forth your Spirit of truth, O God, to bear witness of you and to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Cause them to repent and turn from their idols. Shake the nations, O my God, so they will come to the desire of all nations, Jesus Christ. Father, call your people to rise up. Gather your mighty ones to prepare for war. Bring the multitudes into the valley of decision. Send your ambassadors into all the nation. Open to them a door for the word to speak the mystery of Jesus Christ, that the gospel of the kingdom may be preached in all the world. You have declared to your people the power of your works in giving them the heritage of the nations. Let every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Cause righteousness and praise to spring forth. Let the earth be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Father, gather the nations together that they may worship thee and exalt thee in all the earth. Let all the nations be blessed through your people, and let the wealth of the heathen be gathered together and be delivered into the hands of your people for the work of the Lord. Send forth your salvation to the end of the earth, and make your enemies be your footstool. In Jesus' name we pray, as we give it all to Jesus tonight. Bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Once again, my name is Donald Davis, Reverend Donald Davis. I'm from New York, and our church is located at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York. If ever you're in the New York area, we welcome you to visit with us and praise God. Amen. We want to thank the Lord tonight as we continue on this spiritual journey. And we want to pray for Israel right now, and we're praying in Scripture. Father, you are the God of Israel, and they are your people. You named them, though they did not know you. Lord, cleanse them from their iniquities and pardon all of their sins. Save them with an everlasting salvation. Raise them up in righteousness and direct all their ways. Redeem Israel out of all their troubles. Be a shelter for your people and the strength of the children of Israel. Bring health and healing to them and to their land, revealing to them your abundance of peace and truth. Let the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. Give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let Israel be your name of praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, proclaiming all the good you do for them and causing fear and trembling among the nations. Because of all the goodness and prosperity you provide for it, restore everything that has been removed from them. Send them grain and new wine and oil to satisfy them. Make their enemies be at peace with them, and no longer let them be a reproach among the nations. Seek out your sheep and deliver them from the people and countries where they were scattered, and bring them in their own land. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper that you love. Lord, cause your enemies to cease from the land. Make them and the places all around Jerusalem be a blessing, and cause showers of blessings to come down in their season. Let your people dwell safely in their land, delivered from trouble, all the kingdom of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. And we want to thank the Lord once again as we praise him tonight on this spiritual journey.
Let's worship the Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we praise you. You're awesome in this place, Lord. As we come in your presence, we lift up our hearts in praise. Because you're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. So we praise you.
Holy hands.
To pray.
Will you lift up holy hands?
Continue to praise God. And as we come to the end of our program tonight, I just want to remind you, John 3 verse 16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Join me once again on Sunday at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the word of God. God bless you all, and good night.